Right, well, today's music guest needs very little introduction. He's a platinum-selling, award-winning artist, rose to fame more than 20 years ago as the lead singer of the Springbok Nude Girls, has also earned himself a huge name as a solo artist with a string of successful singles and numerous awards to his name. And it's always lovely to say hello to Arnoud Carstens, who's back with some new music born out of lockdown. Arnoud, great to have you on the show again. Welcome back.
Yes, wonderful to be here. And how are you doing? Are everything okay?
All good on my side. Looking forward to the holidays, Arnoud, and I'm sure you're feeling the same way.
Yes, I've put up my Christmas tree early this year.
Okay, you've beaten me to it, but we all need a little bit of cheering up this year, don't we? Arnoud, look, I mean, nobody more so than performing artists in any sphere of the arts. It has been such a difficult time with all live performances drying up. Talk to us a little bit about the experience of lockdown that you've been through.
Well, we were very proactive. Even like as lockdown happened, that weekend we did our first streaming show.
Wow.
So, and we had to learn on our feet how to do this thing, how to suddenly become cameramen and make movies and stuff. So it's been, in a certain way, it's been a wonderful experience because we had to learn a lot of stuff, new tricks and things. But on the other hand, you know, it's obviously... not a wonderful experience financially and everything else, but at the end of the day, we are creative people and we find ways to make money and to survive. So we're strong over here, so it's all good.
I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I know a lot of the artists we've spoken to have said we took it as a gap to do a bit of introspection, to think about the kind of music we were making, to ask ourselves if we were being true to the direction we had set off in, to write new material, and also just to have a pause from that relentless cycle of always being on the road, on your way to the next gig. You are very, very busy usually at this time of year. I mean, are you booked up already now that some sort of live performance is restarting, even if it is with 50% capacity crowds? Are you hitting the road for December?
Yes, actually, me and Art Matthews are going up the coast, and we're doing a tour. We're doing these small acoustic shows because that's, you know, capacity and stuff, but it's fantastic. We're actually very busy. South Africa, we slowly but surely, we are defrosting from the winter, and everybody is in the mood for some live music. I mean, I've been actually doing a lot of shows at people's private houses.
Really?
Yeah, so it's happening.
What's that experience like for you, Arnoud? You know, after being used to crowds of thousands of people screaming and shouting and feeding the energy on stage, how different is the experience in such an intimate setting?
Well, you still get stage fright because anything can go wrong, and it's, you're just obviously more exposed because it's just you and the guitar sometimes. So you got to step it up a little bit. Like I say, that was also something that I never used to do, and now I can do it, and I can hold my own on the stage, just me and the guitar. So out of everything, it's been actually a big learning curve and a very positive thing.
Okay. I mean, I'm already somebody's SMS to say stage fright, ? I mean, you're such a household name. I'm sure a lot of people would have been surprised at that comment, but a lot of big artists never get over it. You know, you read stories years later and you realize they weren't wearing sunglasses on stage because it was trendy or they thought it looked cool. They were doing it because they were scared and they were hiding behind them. Do you have any sort of crutches like that that you depend on to get you through a show when you are feeling the nerves really badly?
Well, I think we used to party just in the old days. We just used to party and drink a lot before shows to get in the vibe. But, you know, those days are over now. We all grow up and stuff like that. And these days I like to kind of, you just mentally got to prepare yourself, hit the stage. And actually these days it's more a matter of calming down and being at one with yourself and with the music on stage and giving it your best performance possible. But in the old days, we used to just party it up and then we'll feel fantastic.
I'm smiling at the memory of some of the big party events because I would have been in the crowd for some of them, and it's quite, you're making me feel a little bit old listening to that. But look, I mean, I love the concept of the quietened down, more intimate, slowed down, more sort of personal experience of the smaller concert venues that this time has forced on us. Now, you say you and Art are hitting the road on tour. I know that you are ending up in Knysna at some point. Are you going to be playing any shows here in Cape Town?
Yes, there's Cafe Roo. There's a lot of shows all over the place. But what people could do is just go onto, say, my Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, and there's always a link in my bio. If you follow the link in the bio, then you can see everything that is happening all over December.
Okay, so wherever you're going to be for December, if you'd like to see if your time laps over with Anu's performances with Art Matthews, check out the Facebook page or the Instagram page. Anu, we're going to play out the show with a new single that I believe was written and recorded during lockdown called Go Easy Love. Tell us a little bit more about the song.
Well, you know, a lot of relationships has been taking a bit of a plunge in this lockdown. You know, I've heard about people getting divorced and stuff like that, and I can imagine. So this song is about just go easy with each other. Go easy, love. You know what I mean? Just be gentle and work through your troubles if you want to. But it's a kind of a feel-good song. It's got a bit of a sense of humor.
It's highly appropriate, Anu, because just about an hour ago, we were speaking to a Cape Town couple who celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary yesterday. So it strikes me as very appropriate that that's the song we're ending the show with today. We're really looking forward to hearing it. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about it, and I hope to see you on stage sometime over the festive season.
Yes, thank you very much, Papa. Awesome.
Anu Carstens, look for him on all the major platforms and all the social media platforms if you want details of where he's performing when as he hits the road with Art Matthews. In the meantime, let's entertain you with Go Easy Love.
You're like a techno song with no words. A call collect with no voice. Magical magician with no tricks up his sleeve. I'm emotionless in your bliss. There's just no easy words. There's just no easy way. There's just no easy words. I'm in a hot tech war for your soul. You are the crux to the sentence in my heart.
absolutely love that song. It's called Go Easy Love. It's the new one from Arnie Carstens, produced during lockdown, written and recorded under lockdown. Glad to hear that he is hitting the road again along with Art Matthews for a series of intimate concerts at venues all around the coastline. So check out social media for details on when they'll be playing near you.